I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. If your state income refund was slow in coming, you may be able to blame technology. APR's Stan Engel reports the problem was a new computer program designed to catch identity theft and tax fraud.
Revenue Commissioner Julie McGee says identity theft has become such a problem that her department used the program to watch for clues for possible fraud. That means some taxpayers have waited longer than normal for their tax refunds and will be paid 3% interest as required by state law. McGee tells AL.com she would rather pay interest to taxpayers than make payments to identity thieves. The state owed nearly $19.9 million in refunds as of Wednesday and had nearly 14,000 individual returns left to process. That compares to 1.85 million returns processed and more than 1 million refunds issued. Stan Engold, APR News.
Republican Governor Robert Bentley and his Democratic opponent Parker Griffith faced off today in back-to-back campaign speeches. Griffith took repeated jabs at Bentley as he addressed the county commissioner's annual convention in Orange Beach. Griffith called Bentley a failed governor who hasn't addressed the state's struggles with education, health care, prisons, and unemployment. Bentley said Alabama is accomplishing great things despite national economic struggles and added that the state has announced 60,000 new jobs, including the coveted Airbus plant, since he took office. Bentley did not mention Griffith once in his 20-minute speech. And coaches can join their players and head back to school thanks to a free online class. The United States Sports Academy in Daphne is offering an introduction to coaching class which teaches coaches what it takes to be successful both on and off the field. Steve Butler is Dean of Academic Affairs at the Sports Academy. He says besides helping coaches, the Academy also hopes to spur interest in coaches to continue their education.
We're not totally altruistic in our rationale for doing it. You know, the hope is that maybe a few people will get in there, take the course, and find out that they really want to learn more about coaching, and they'll go ahead and register in one of our programs.
The Sports Academy offers bachelor's, master's, and PhDs in coaching. The Introduction to Coaching class is free and available online year-round for coaches of all sports and levels of experience. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
It's going to be mild and muggy on this Thursday evening. Temperatures falling back at the low 70s tonight for Friday and Saturday. A couple of very hot days, the hottest day so far this year. Temperatures top out in the upper 90s to near 100 in spots with a heat index value easily topping 105. You expect only a 10% chance for passing shower or storm during the afternoon hours on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The risk of rain remains very low. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.